Hi there, it's Ian Hallahan here, still playing a wee bit of catch up with the Inclusive Technologies for Reading course. So this is a very quick audio blog about my experiences with Amos and WordTalk. The experiences with the two software pieces of software were different from each other at the start. I managed to install Amos very easily on my computer and had a go with that very easily. With WordTalk, it was a bit more of a struggle, despite the fact that it was on my own computer. It took me quite a while to get it installed, and that's something I'll come back to later on. Both of the pieces of software were free, which is obviously a really good thing, especially for education, the way budgets are at the moment. And they both work with the text being highlighted as the software reads out what's written. Obviously, documents that are structured are necessary to navigate easily around. But there are various options you can use. The keyboard controls seemed easy enough. Obviously, if you were using them all the time, you'd get used to them. And you could adjust the speed of the voices. I used as a Scottish educator, we get to use the Scottish voices, Heather and Stuart, and they can make a big difference to how easy something is to listen to. One of the things I'd came across quite quickly was that WordTalk could be used within Word while you were writing, as well as if you were reading something. And I was wondering if Amos would work if you were in some kind of a DAISY creating piece of software, something like the Tobii authoring tool. But I haven't been technologically advanced enough to get that all working at the same time. I'd also thought that maybe there was a bit of come and go between them, because obviously you can export your Word document as a DAISY file, and then you could be using Amos on that. Now, I said I would come back to the stuff with installation, and this did it became the defining moment of this module for me. It was hard enough for me to get WordTalk onto my own computer, which I've got full administrative privileges over. And I was just thinking how much worse it would be at school. To even if the installation itself went really easily and without any problems, getting the installation done, quite often a very lengthy and arduous task. And if it was on more than one machine, that's obviously going to make it even more difficult to achieve. Given that these pieces of software are free, I was wondering why they weren't included or packaged within the Word or Adobe installations, so that you didn't have, like a box you could tick, or like a tab you could find, like the developer tab's hidden by default, but you can turn it on. So that was something I was thinking about. And then that led me on to wondering how these pieces of software would work with the move towards more cloud-based software. Scotland's taken, the new Glow is taking quite a movement towards Office 365, which is essentially your Office suite wouldn't be installed on your computer, it would be living in the cloud on the internet. So I don't know how these plugins would work as more and more software moves towards this in the future, whether it's Office 365, whether it's Google Apps, whatever it is. So these are difficulties to be faced, and answers that are needing to be found. So thanks for listening.